Right now, let's go out and beat Miami. I mean, it's the only thing you can do. There's no point of focusing on what just happened this past Sunday or even looking forward to and talking about seven games. Right now, the most important thing for us is just trying to go out and focus and prepare this week to beat Miami on Sunday.
Is it in any way, how hard is it not to doubt what you guys are doing, because what you guys have done lately hasn't paid off the way you want it?
You can do that all you want, but it's not going to help you on Sunday. So for me, it's just about focusing on the game plan this week, watching film on their offense, preparing, getting to know their personnel. So on Sunday, you can do your job to the best of your ability.
Is this group angry at all in any way? I mean, you know, just angry at either yourselves or the world or whatever.
Everything. You got to be angry. What happened Sunday was embarrassing, not only to us, but for our fans to come out to that game and to watch us put forward that effort and for the game to go in that direction. It just wasn't good. So I think we all need to be angry and focused, and just you got to get over this somehow. And the only way for us to really get over it is to go out Sunday and get a win.
That's it. No, you.
Is there a sense at all, Jason, that you're starting to lose some of the guys in this room at all?
I haven't gotten that sense. I hope that doesn't creep in. Guys still seem focused. We went out in practice today, throughout walkthroughs and meetings today. Guys still seem focused. And at the end of the day, we have seven more games to play. So there's no point of sulking and getting down on yourself and talking about offseason, because it's not going anywhere. These games aren't going anywhere. So for us, let's just focus on Miami and get ready.
Matt says he's getting a little ribbing about his spine for the horse collar tackle. Have you any of the DBs gotten in?
Nah, but maybe he earned a little street cred, so he'll lose a little bit in his pocket, but he'll be okay.
Street cred, yeah.
What's it like to have this game coming up and then know you're getting the bye and just focus completely on?
I think that is huge, especially for where we're at right now. If we can go out here and just focus and put all our attention and effort into Miami and get a win and then be able to get away for a little while, maybe that'll help us regroup and refocus and be ready to finish off the season strong.
And then what have you seen out of the rookie?
Very poised, man. He's back there, and he doesn't look like a rookie quarterback at all. There's times he's making the calls from the line of scrimmage. He's familiar with the offense. He's the offensive coordinator from college, so you can tell how comfortable he is in just him knowing where guys are and being able to make plays.
Heartland, first days of the year. What was he doing especially well that day?
Heartline's a good receiver, man. You may look at him and think he's not overly athletic, not a burner, but the guy works, man. He's getting open. He's catching the ball in traffic. So a guy like that, you know you got to bring your A game. And you know he's going to work you hard the entire game and give you his best effort.
Thanks a lot.